I'm setting producer Tom the hopeless task of living life according to his horoscopes. What is your star sign again?
Taurus, the bull.
So here is your horoscope. Now Venus goes as far as it can in your emotions chart. You can solve the mystery of how someone feels about you.
So, Paul, can I just grab you for a second? Just wondering, a bit awkward, but what do you think of me?
What do I think of you? Very nice. It's a bit of a forward question, though, isn't it?
You know, I've just not been getting as much sport work recently, and I thought, well, Paul's maybe a bit off with me.
No, I'm certainly not falling out with you at all, no.
Let's move on to the second of our horoscopes. A conversation has left you feeling hopeful. Well, that could be your chat with Paul.
Yeah, it was good chat.
Yeah, it was.
Romantically, if you're in a relationship, you sense your partnership is undergoing positive change. Would this be the case? Do you feel your relationship with Lindsay is ready perhaps for more in the way of positive change?
I don't know.
I think you should head to your partner's place of work, see how she feels. Are you okay with that?
You know, I've not been given much choice. I suppose. We'll see what comes of it, hey.
So I'm outside Lindsay's work. Lindsay?
Yeah? What are you doing here?
You know you like grand gestures?
No. Everyone knows that a microphone. What are you doing?
I thought I'd get down on one knee and ask you a very important question.
No, I don't think so. Not with a microphone. I don't think so. It's not happening. Have you even got a ring?
No.
You are okay. Broken, no black eyes.
No, I'm just feeling a bit depressed.
What on earth were you doing going down on bending? I didn't suggest you went to Lindsay's place of work. No, I just wanted you to go along, speak to her and say, you know, are you still feeling positive about our relationship and where do we take it next? Maybe horoscope number 3 can help. You're hanging on to a relationship that is well past its sell-by date.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dear. Why won't you let someone go?
You're laughing.
When
stop
it is
laughing.
Clear that they need more freedom. Are you afraid of being alone?
I'm afraid of being alone now. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't
it? You obviously need some relationship advice. Dr. Amy Dodd, chartered counselling psychologist. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning.
Amy, you just heard what can only be described as a road crash.
It was a bit crash and burn, yeah.
What's the best way to go about things?
Well, you've kind of got to come to a compromise, really. You know, is this going to be forever or is it a short-term thing whilst you kind of get your careers off the ground?